to trade in wildlife. Sun bears, gibbons and Madagascan tortoises. They're some of the wildlife, just some of the wildlife on sale on Malaysian Facebook groups. Wildlife monitoring organisation Traffic says it's uncovered an animal trafficking network relying on more than a dozen social media pages with a total of about 70,000 active users. Traffic says Facebook has now pledged to cooperate to tackle the illegal trade happening in closed groups on its platform. Sarah Stoner is a senior crime data analyst with Traffic in Southeast Asia, and she joins us now on the line from Manchester. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
How did you first uncover this illegal trade on social media?
Well, obviously, you know, our organisation is responsible for monitoring wildlife trade internationally, but we have found increasingly over the last few years we were getting more and more reports about about illegal trade online and specifically Facebook.
And why Malaysia? Yeah. Which is where there's a great focus. It's quite intriguing.
Yeah, so we were kind of offered an opportunity to investigate activity within these particular groups in Facebook. And we'd already received some previous information about wildlife trade happening in those specific groups. So we decided to then conduct a study that would look activity within those groups in a quite short period of time.
Yes, you monitored 14 Facebook groups for 30 minutes daily over a period of 5 months, and you found more than 300 wild live animals for sale as pets.
Yeah, so that was one of the really kind of surprising findings of the report, was that all of the animals that were being traded were live. So, you know, obviously that means that they were primarily for the pet trade.
What was being traded?
So lots of different, so lots of kind of regular, typical kind of animals that you expect as pets. So like you mentioned, tortoises, but also cockatoos and lots of different species of birds. But then we really kind of, unveiled a quite unusual demand for wild mammals. So gibbons, sun bears, as you mentioned, and otters as well, which are really not very suitable as pets at all. And just, you know, really quite surprising.
Yes, orangutans are often very much kept as pets up in Southeast Asia, which causes all sorts of issues, because I'm very interested in orangutans. Are these all protected species in Malaysia that you're describing here?
So a lot of them are. So around about half of the species that we found for sale are totally protected in Malaysia by legislation there, which means they're completely prohibited from trade. And around about another 30% more.
So these wildlife traffickers, do they know this? I mean, do they know that they're behaving illegally?
I think so, yeah. I would imagine quite a lot of them probably have a fair idea of it. But so of the 236 posts that we detected, only three of those posts referred to permits or to licenses. So the vast majority of them didn't even give any consideration to that kind of, and that would, you know, make you think that it probably was illicit.
And do I assume, therefore, that social media has created, newly created, or was it always there, I suppose, in a smaller form, but a sort of thriving marketplace for wild animals as pets?
So I think if we just stick to Malaysia, it was quite interesting for us in that open wildlife markets certainly exist in different places in Southeast Asia. If we think about markets in Jakarta or in Bangkok, for example, you can go there and find wildlife openly for sale. In Malaysia, there isn't anything like that. So we weren't always aware. We didn't really think previously that there was this kind of demand in Malaysia, but now we were seeing that, you know, these different wild mammals are being demanded and being purchased in Malaysia. So we have kind of come to the conclusion that perhaps Facebook can be offering a platform that enables this trade to kind of flourish, whereas before there wasn't any such platform in Malaysia.
Interesting. And so, because there's a lot of human trade, as it were. I don't mean trade, you know, human movement between Indonesia and Malaysia. So something might well be being introduced. So does it, have you gone to Facebook? Does it say it'll cooperate in tackling the illegal trade?
Yeah, sure. So we approached Facebook 5 or 6 months ago, presented them with the findings, and they've been really cooperative since then. They weren't aware, they certainly, wildlife trade, I guess, didn't really feature on their agenda of all the different illegal activity they do look at. So they weren't really aware of it up until, until we sort of introduced it to them. But they've certainly been very cooperative with us and have given us lots of feedback about the report and how we can come up with practical solutions of how we can manage it from an organizational level, but also suggestions of how we can better facilitate engagement between national level enforcement agencies and Facebook so that they're able to better target those kind of prolific offenders.
So that's already underway, is it?
That is already underway, yeah.
Have you seen any improvement?
Well, for example, we know that some particular groups were targeted by the enforcement agencies in Malaysia, and that resulted in the arrest of 11 people, and 68 different species were seized as part of those investigations. So there are, there is enforcement action happening, but as soon as one group is closed, another one pops up again. So it's a long-term effort, if you like.
They go onto the dark web or something, I suppose. And the focus here is Malaysia, but I wonder if it's a global problem or even in other parts, like is Vietnam an issue or Thailand? Do you believe it's happening elsewhere?
I do believe it is. Yeah, I know. I mean, we routinely get sent quite a lot of information about trade on Facebook, so I do know it exists in other countries, and not just in Southeast Asia either. So, I've looked at particular trade in different species at a global level, and I know that they are being traded on Facebook in Europe and in the US. So, it's not a problem that's specific to Malaysia. It's just that this survey allowed us to kind of gauge the
Focus
level of
down.
trade that was happening, yeah, in such a short period of time. So yeah, it allowed us to quantify it a little more.
Well, I hope it continues. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, no worries, thanks.
Sarah Stoner is one of the authors of The Trading Faces, a rapid assessment on the use of Facebook to trade wildlife in Peninsular Malaysia. It's a report by Traffic. And it is now 13 minutes past 8.